Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Slight chance for storms with fog and spots early today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 79. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for storms. Tonight, lows dip down to about 61. Partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 65.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Hi, I'm Felicia Rolfe. Here are today's headlines from 12 News. Today, the deadline for public universities and agencies in Kansas to comply with a new state law banning DEI initiatives. The state says that they were already no jobs linked to DEI, nor did the state have any diversity training requirements. Five 17-year-old boys are in custody this morning in connection to a shooting in Newton. Police say one of those teens was shot at a home. They now face charges including attempted murder and aggravated robbery. In Missouri, a lawsuit challenging the legality of new incentives bill aimed at preventing the Chiefs or Royals from moving to Kansas. The lawsuit says the bill is unconstitutional and should not be enforced. In Wichita, Felicia Rolfe, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
The One Big Beautiful Bill helped out U.S. agriculture to the tune of about $66 billion, with a lot of that going toward modernizing farm safety net programs.
The bill also raises statutory reference prices for major covered commodities. It expanded premium support for beginning farmers and ranchers.
That's Farm Bureau's Brian Glenn, who says the focus now is on crafting a new farm bill with updates to critical farm programs.
Some of those programs include reauthorization and funding for the Conservation Reserve Program, support for rural broadband programs, and there's also opportunity to make important policy updates, such as securing a fix to Proposition 12.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Wildlife Commissioners gathered on June 26 this year to discuss several items, including making changes to the special trout fishing program, and anglers may experience increased costs with the program, as well as a decrease in the number of fish stocked due to a continued rise in prices associated with stocking Kansas lakes with trout. Commissioners voted in favor on June 26 of changing the trout season dates from November 1st to April 15th to December 1st to March 31st, representing a loss of around a month and a half of time, and switch Shawnee Mission Park and Kill Creek Park lakes from Type 1 trout waters to Type 2 trout waters. So anglers are now required to have a trout permit when fishing for trout during the season at both of these lakes. State wildlife employees stock multiple bodies of water across Kansas each year with rainbow trout to offer anglers a different fishing opportunity than what they're typically used to, and many of the fish that aren't caught die off each year during the summer as temperatures rise and need to be restocked. Brian Sowers, a Fisheries Division Director with Kansas Department of Wildlife, said the trout program offers a unique opportunity for anglers to enjoy in the winter. However, commissioners are now considering a bump in cost on trout licenses that anglers purchase before they can participate in the program. Trout licenses are currently sold at $12 apiece, but may increase by more than $5 in the future, as statistics from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks shows that the program only recovered about half of the cost from licenses from 2020 to 2023. Soward said one of the final steps is for the Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission to vote on this change. However, they don't know yet when that will occur. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will continue evaluating the trout stocking program and its users to find solutions to the rising costs. You can learn more about Kansas's trout fishing program by visiting ksoutdoors.com/fishing. Last week, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, led the introduction of the Retire Through Ownership Act with Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia. And by providing legal and regulatory clarity, this essential legislation will make the formation of new employee stock ownership plans, or ESOPs, easier, and operating current ESOPs less burdensome. This legislation amends the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974 to provide clear guidance for companies when determining adequate consideration in an ESOP transaction. Specifically, it permits ESOP fiduciaries to rely on the methodology outlined in IRS Revenue Ruling 5960 when determining the fair market value of closely held stock. Senator Marshall said that out of all the business models out there, ESOPs are one of his favorites because they provide job stability, boost wages, and, of course, offer incredible retirement benefits and plans for American workers. Marshall said for over 50 years, the ESOP community has been pleading for regulatory clarification, and his bill provides just that. ESOP fiduciaries have long faced uncertainty and potential liability due to the absence of clear legislative or regulatory guidance. However, since this guidance is currently non-existent, this legislation provides much-needed clarity. The Kansas Department of Agriculture will be in Manhattan this summer as they discuss growth opportunities for agriculture at the 10th Annual Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth on Thursday, August 14th at the K-State Alumni in Manhattan, followed by a networking event also at the K-State Alumni Center. The summit will feature breakout sessions this year, which will focus on issues related to research and value-added opportunities as they relate to agricultural sectors. The schedule of this year's version of this annual event will vary from past years, as the summit will take place in the afternoon following a light lunch, with their traditional social taking place after the summit rather than the evening prior. Due to the generosity of sponsors, there's no cost to attend the AgGrow Summit event, but it is important that attendees register by today, August 1st, to guarantee a meal. And after that date, walk-ins will be accepted as the space allows. Registration and a rough agenda can be found at agriculture.ks.gov/summit. If you have questions about the 2025 Kansas Governor's Summit on Agricultural Growth, you can contact Auburn Wasberg at 785-564-6799. In Nebraska news, 47-year-old Tyson Bauer of Deschler has been charged in U.S. District Court with making a false statement in connection with federal crop insurance to receive indemnity payments. According to a federal indictment, in March of 2020, Bauer applied for crop insurance coverage, stating he had a 100% share in his corn, sorghum, and soybean crops that were planted in Clay, Knuckles, and Thayer counties. The indictment said that in October 2020 and November 2020, Bauer submitted notices of losses on his crops, requesting indemnity payments. In December 2020, court records said Bauer signed certified production worksheets, indicated he produced approximately 118,000 bushels of corn in Clay, Thayer, and Knuckles counties for the 2020 year. He then received an indemnity check for $97,812. Federal court record said it was later discovered that Bauer sold 40,626 bushels of corn and received a check for $151,986. The indictment said that in December 2020, Bauer knowingly made false statements to the Federal Crop Insurance Commission, where he falsely stated his corn crop production in 2020 was lower than what he produced, harvested, and sold. Bauer is set to appear in U.S. District Court at 10 a.m. on August 7th. At about 6:30 p.m., officers received a report in an assault at the Youth Services Center near 14th Street and Old Cheney Road in Lincoln, where police said three female inmates, two 15-year-olds and a 16-year-old, assaulted a 16-year-old female inmate. According to the Lincoln Police Department, surveillance video showed the girls punch the victim in the head, pull her hair, and kick her head while she was on the ground. And the 16-year-old attacker also stabbed the victim in the neck multiple times with a pencil. When a 23-year-old staff member tried to help, the Lincoln Police Department said she was stabbed with a pencil multiple times in her head, chest, and back. The staff member was taken to a hospital, and the teenage victim was treated by a nurse on site. The teen accused of wielding the pencil was referred to juvenile court on suspicion of second-degree assault and attempted second-degree assault, and the two 15-year-olds were referred on suspicion of third-degree assault. On Thursday, 46-year-old Joel Rasmussen was arrested on suspicion of unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, flight to avoid arrest, driving without a license, and many other charges after police said he led authorities on a chase through a southwest Nebraska town. According to the McCook Police Department, Rasmussen was driving erratically on B Street, which is the main thoroughfare in McCook, and officers tried to pull Rasmussen over. However, police said he refused and a chase ensued. The chase continued through McCook before Rasmussen turned north on Highway 83, heading out of town. Officers continued to chase Rasmussen while the Red Willow County Sheriff's Office and the Nebraska State Patrol also got involved. And according to the police department, at one point, a deputy's vehicle and Rasmussen's vehicle crashed into each other. The chase ended on Highway 83 near Red Willow Reservoir State Recreation Area, and Rasmussen was booked in the Red Willow County Jail. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Water Office announced the opening of its two grant programs, the Technical Assistance Fund Grants and Water Projects Fund Grants, and the grants were made possible by increased funding to the State Water Plan Fund with Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302, a bipartisan bill signed by Governor Kelly from the 2023 legislative session that increased funding for the State Water Plan Fund and established these two grant programs. The grant programs provide funding for upfront technical assistance and on-the-ground actions needed to address water quantity and quality issues around the state, and these funds are generally directed to supporting water-related infrastructure projects. Kansas Water Office Director Connie Owen said access to reliable clean water supplies is essential to all of our Kansas communities. She said these grants can help applicants upgrade their infrastructure to provide a safe and secure water supply for their communities. The Technical Assistance Fund grants seek to provide funding for planning, engineering, managing, and other technical assistance that may be necessary in the development of plans for water infrastructure projects and processing grant and loan applications for such water infrastructure projects. The Water Projects Fund grants provide funding for construction, repair, maintenance, or replacement of water-related infrastructures and any related construction costs, matching monies for grant or loan applications for water-related infrastructure projects, and application of the funds to outstanding loan balances from certain funds. Eligible applicants include municipalities and special districts related to water organized under the laws of Kansas. The applications are open through September 30th, and for more information on the application criteria and process, and to learn more about the Kansas Water Office, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. Two people were injured in an accident just before noon on Thursday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2011 Honda passenger vehicle driven by 72-year-old Patricia A. Steer of Lincoln, Nebraska, was westbound on U.S. 36 before making a left turn south onto U.S. 183. While making the turn, the Honda struck the passenger side of an eastbound 2023 Chevy SUV driven by 40-year-old Matthew W. Hack of Smith Center, who was unable to clear the eastbound lane before the crash. EMS transported Steer and a passenger, 30-year-old Sarah Freening of Lincoln, Nebraska, to the Phillips County Hospital. Hack and five passengers in the SUV were not injured, and all were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The American Red Cross is calling on donors to give blood now to maintain a steady national blood supply, and type O blood donors are especially key to keeping critical blood products on hospital shelves into August. Even a strong blood supply can experience a sudden drop, potentially impacting the availability of life-saving blood that could help new mothers, burn and trauma patients, and those facing cancer. So to help safeguard patient care, you can book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Upcoming blood donation opportunities locally includes in Hoxie on August 5th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the 4-H building, and in Norton on August 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Norton County Hospital, 102 East Holm Street. Roger Shear passed away on July 17th at the Logan Manor in Logan, Kansas at the age of 83. A memorial service celebrating Roger's life will be held today, Friday, August 1st at 10 a.m. at the Almena Community Building in Almena, with Ashton Gebhardt officiating, and interment will follow at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. Memorial contributions may be made to the Logan Manor or Northern Valley Schools. Olive Bobie Memorial Chapel of Phillipsburg is in charge of the arrangements, and online condolences can be left at olivebobie.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there'll be patchy fog this morning and should be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this morning, and partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. The highs today will be in the upper 70s with southeast winds of 5 to 15 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. For tonight, it should be partly cloudy in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight, with lows in the lower 60s, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 20%. On Saturday, it should be partly cloudy with highs in the mid-80s. On Saturday night, partly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, and then mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight, with lows in the lower 60s. On Sunday, there'll be decreasing clouds and a 50% chance of thunderstorms. It's going to be humid Sunday with highs in the lower 80s. And on Sunday night, it should be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight, with lows in the upper 50s. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly cloudy in the morning and then clearing with highs in the mid-80s. On Tuesday it should be mostly sunny with highs around 90. On Wednesday it should be mostly sunny with highs in the mid-90s. And on Thursday, partly cloudy and hot with highs in the mid-90s. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 66 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.34, and the dew point is 64 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22, and it's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Kansas State offensive lineman George Fitzpatrick is not expected to be available for the Wildcats' Week 0 season opener against Iowa State in Dublin, Ireland, a source told On3 Sports. The Ohio State transfer went through a serious medical situation this month that sidelined him. He has since rejoined the team and returned to Manhattan, but no timetable has been set for his return. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIBW in Topeka this week and discussed John Pastore as a guy that could potentially start at the left tackle position.
I think John will start, and he might end up starting there full-time if he does well in those first couple games. You hate to Wally Pipp the guy, but if you've got someone playing really well at left tackle, you don't mess with that. Fascinated to hear Coach Klieman talk about John Pastore with really positive language, both in Frisco and then again at his press conference. And it sounds like he's now the guy to beat at that spot, which isn't a problem. Most teams might welcome to have two guys that are pretty good at left tackle.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Get set to rock the plane. 2 days of the hottest country music, camping, and fun at Tuttle Creek State Park in Manhattan, August 8th and 9th, featuring Randy Rogers Band, Casey Donahue, Aaron Watson, never going out of Josh Abbott Band, Pat Green, and many more. Get your tickets, get camping information, and complete lineup at rocktheplane.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisernhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.